headlines. Renault crisis deepens as consumables shortage persists. Aerial mineral mapping survey reaches 52.8% completion. And in global news, Russia strikes Ukraine as talks with US to end war continue. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Kidney Foundation of Zambia has raised concern on the severe shortage of renal consumables in public hospitals countrywide, warning that the situation is dire. Foundation General Secretary Augustine Mukuka has disclosed that as of late last year, hospitals in Mongu, Ndola, Kitwe, Kasama, Lusaka and Livingstone were operating under difficult conditions, often requiring patients to purchase their own supplies. Mr. Mukuka says that the foundation had warned of a looming shortage of renal consumables for the first quarter of 2026, driven by failure to procure necessary supplies due to unpaid debts to the sole supplier, and that currently patients are facing high, often unaffordable, out-of-pocket cost for consumables, with some sessions costing between 2,200 kwacha and 8,800 kwacha. He says this shortage specifically for dialysis tubing, bloodlines, disinfectants and specialized filters is leading to reduced dialysis sessions, causing significant health risks and potential fatalities. Mr. Mukuka has further disclosed that some private health facilities accredited by the National Health Insurance Management Authority, NIMA, are turning away patients owing to NIMA failing to pay them.
The Kidney Foundation of Zambia has bemoaned the critical shortages of renal consumables almost in all public health facilities offering renal services. The renal consumables shortages countrywide have severely impacted patients living with kidney conditions through complete stoppage or minimal service delivery by the unit. Disruption in the service, particularly in Zambian public hospitals, was foreseen and the timely warning was sent, but no action was taken by the relevant authorities. We already know that some patients have already started succumbing, you know, to death because they don't have, you know, the supplies. Now, this is not, you see, just for Lusaka, but you see, this is a national catastrophe. And we are hoping that government can move in quickly to ensure and make sure that many lives are saved by making sure that the procurement is done in a timely manner.
The government, through the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development, has announced significant progress in its nationwide aerial mineral mapping survey, which has reached 52.8% completion. Mines and Minerals Development Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kabeta has announced that the high-resolution airborne geophysical survey is modernizing the country's geological database and opening new frontiers for exploration, particularly in previously underexplored regions. Dr. Kabeta says the survey is a key component of Zambia's strategy to position itself as a premier destination for mining investment, adding that with abundant copper reserves and emerging critical minerals like cobalt, lithium and nickel, the country is poised to play a pivotal role in the global energy transition. He was speaking when Swiss Ambassador to Zambia, Stefan Rey, paid a courtesy call at ministry.
At the moment, we're trying to have a great understanding of the mineral resource that we have. We have a general understanding that we have mineral commodities in the country. But for us to have a clearer understanding of what commodities we have, we undertook to carry out a countrywide geophysical survey. And right now, I think the plans are flying across the country. And we hope that by the end of this year, we should be able to complete that exercise. And therefore, we shall have an understanding of what lies beneath us. And therefore, we should be in a position to come with confidence to you or any other investors and say this is what we have.
And Office Ambassador to Zambia, Stefan Rea, has expressed optimism about Zambia's investment potential, highlighting the country's strong ties with Switzerland. Ambassador Rea said Zambia's strategic location, rich natural resources and growing economy make it an attractive destination for Swiss investors. The ambassador also briefed the permanent secretary on the upcoming visit by Swiss State Secretary for Economic Affairs, Helena Badliga Atieda, to Zambia, saying the visit will further strengthen diplomatic and economic ties between the two countries.
I've seen quite a lot of successful Swiss businessmen here in Zambia, and they benefited from a startup loan that is a state-financed loan system, not a lot, $500,000, but with $500,000, a Swiss company is now making the best coffee in the world in Mbala, Mount Sunzu, highly rated coffee, and they created between 600 and 900 jobs in Zambia.
Community Action Against Corruption, CAC, has charged that the Auditor General's report and the Financial Intelligence Center FIC reports at the moment are no longer effective tools in the fight against corruption. CASC Chief Executive Officer Brighton Tembo states that the processing of these reports for possible prosecution and punishment of culprits is at the total discretion of current law enforcement agencies, which appear to have demonstrated compromise and selectivity in punishing corruption. Mr. Tembo has described the reports as having persistently continued to suffer loss of relevance in the fight against corruption, becoming mere academic and ceremonial documents that only end up being discussed at public accounts committee meetings and media headlines, with no tangible action taken despite the huge cost to public funds in producing them. He adds that the reports are meant to be cornerstone tools for accountability, transparency and oversight in public funds management have been sidelined, diluted and ignored by law enforcement agencies.
We are also saddened that government ministries have continued to ignore the recommendation of the Auditor General's report in implementing strict fiscal discipline in the usage of public resources. This has resulted in two same cases highlighted in each Auditor General's report to recur in each coming year. So you can see that the relevance of these reports is slowly getting diluted and they are no longer effective.
The Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, has instituted investigations into the death of a school pupil during a school pickup in Kitwe. The accident occurred on Monday, 20th January 2026, when a hired bus was en route to Kalulushi from Kitwe after conducting a school pickup. According to preliminary reports, the pupil allegedly fell through a hole in the bus and was subsequently ran over by the rear tire. RTSA Head of Public Relations, Chulufia Mwelwa, says the agency has since engaged the provincial education officer as well as the school authorities, and investigations are currently ongoing to establish the full circumstances surrounding the incident. Ms. Mwelwa has assured that the agency will take appropriate action based on the outcome of the investigations and will also intensify engagement with all private schools to ensure the safety of pupils, adherence to road safety regulations and strict compliance with vehicle roadworthiness and maintenance standards. The Zambia Association of Gynecologists and of the Obstetricians, ZAGO, says the production of epidural anesthesia services at the University Teaching Hospital, UTH, should not cause concern over possible complications. ZAGO President Dr. Samson Chifele notes that epidural anesthesia has been widely practiced globally and its benefits, including pain relief during labor and post-surgery pain management, outweigh